Chronic treatment of atrial tachycardia depends on the etiology. Perhaps the easiest treatment is when the atrial tachycardia is due to a toxic effect of digitalis. One simply stops the digitalis, and most of the time that's sufficient therapy. There are some specific therapies to treat digitalis toxicity. One of them is using phenytoin either by mouth or intravenously. Fortunately, one doesn't see this rhythm very often any longer because physicians utilize the serum digoxin level to follow patients. And because of that, the dose of digoxin that's generally given is rarely one that puts a patient into the toxic range. I, for instance, haven't seen a case of digitalis toxicity manifested as atrial tachycardia with AV block in more than a decade. When the rhythm is multifocal atrial tachycardia, one wants primarily to treat the underlying cause or associated cause, and that generally means pulmonary decompensation. Drugs that can affect multifocal atrial tachycardia are thought to be either calcium channel blockers or beta blockers, which is one of the reasons people think this rhythm may be due to triggered activity. But another drug that's highly effective is procainamide, even given intravenously if one has to.